Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just to start, wow. What a game. So proud of our team. Just the coaches. Everybody involved in the program, the work, the investment, the responding to adversity, the way that we work, everything that we do within our program is there to prepare you for a moment like that. And, to see the joy from our players in that locker room, to see the joy from our fans. I mean, what an incredible atmosphere. So grateful for everybody that was here tonight. It was a special night for Florida State. And, it's been a challenging road. Now we've had some bumps, we've had some real ups and downs, but these kids have just continued to work. And they've continued to believe, and this game is a special game. It means everything to our program, to our fan base, to our former players, alumni, to the state, and to see our guys go and compete the way that game finished. I could not be any more proud of our team. They battled. We knew it was going to be 60 minutes, and it went down to the very end. Guys did just an exceptional job, and really pleased with the way that we were able to kind of control the game defensively, created some takeaways there in the first half, battled and responded. There was a play here, a play there that we got to continue to work to get corrected. But, I mean, there's some talented guys on the other side of that field, and, our guys just continued to chip away at it. And, when I made the decision to kick the field goal there, being down eight, I knew we were going to get a stop. And to be able to get a stop, to be able to go win the game, I was so proud of how our guys, responded in that situation, because they know we believe in them. And, they showed up big tonight. So just proud of our football team and, just everybody that associated with the program.
The final drive, a couple of big passes for Travis made. Can you discuss having him back in the lineup and just how big he was in key moments for you this evening?
Yeah, I thought Jordan played really well. And, I mean, it was even throughout the course of the game, there were some tough moments for him. But, he was so level-headed throughout. And we just told him, man, every play is his own play. Go out there and trust your eyes, trust your feet. And I knew he would put us in a position to be successful. And to be able to go on that last drive, to be able to locate the ball the way that he did, you hit Ja'Kai down on the big one. I mean, that was a huge boost to flip the field there. And, just the way that he competed tonight, you showed tremendous heart. And it was really all of our guys. But, Jordan it's been a challenging year for him in a lot of ways. And, it killed him not to be able to be a part of the game last week. He came back this week and, did everything he could to put himself in a position to go play his best. And I thought he started great, responded to some of the adversity that showed up, and he finished strong for us.
Next will be our show bell for War Chant. When they had scored three straight touchdowns to go up by eight, what were you seeing from the team? I assume you were seeing things you liked based on the way you guys came back the last couple drives, but I guess what did you see in that moment?
Well, it's this game is a game of emotion, and those momentum swings, they happen, and we had some silly mistakes that we got to correct. That we allowed them to extend a couple drives. We had a couple moments where we got our eyes in the wrong spot. Didn't quite execute the way that we needed to. In all three phases, but I thought our guys, they you could see the confidence, and I mean. You know, everything built in this program, you know, we challenge them daily. We challenge them to be their best, you know, on the field. We challenge them to be their best off the field, in the classroom, and everything that they do to prepare them to have confidence in the moment when things get uncomfortable. You know, anybody can put a smile on their face when the sun's shining and it feels good. But whenever you are in that moment where you feel that momentum's going against you, you feel like, you know, things are stacked up, you know, you just continue to play the play. And you focus on the things that you can control. And I thought our guys absolutely did that. And, you know, we talked about playing 60 minutes together, and we knew all three phases were going to have to show up, and one tonight they did, and you know, we did all the things necessary to put ourselves in a position to win that thing late, and I was just so proud of our guys for maintaining that consistency there late, and you're getting the job done.
This will be Matt Baker from Tampa Bay Times.
Just through with the call on 4th and 14 from Travis to Parchman, and what you saw.
Well, you know, we knew that's it's not a real fun situation to be in, but it's a play that we've been working, and one that we knew that if it was a game on the line with around that situation, it was going to provide good options. I thought Jordan did a great job of stepping up in the pocket. You know, saw Andrew did a great job of getting his depth, and really just working into the next window. And but what a throw and a catch, and to put us down there, you know, there at the end, it was a special play, and you know, those guys. It was a heck of a connection.
This will be Kurt Weiler from Tallahassee Democrat.
I don't know what you can say about Jermaine that hasn't kind of been said multiple times this year, but just his performance tonight, I mean, he's probably one of the more impressive individual defensive performances you've kind of ever coached.
I mean, it was remarkable, and he broke the rock for us tonight. You know, well deserved. But you know what I love about Jermaine is just the attitude and the approach he brings every day. Yeah, you can look on the field and see all the sacks and the TFLs and the impact plays that he's made, the impact that he's making in this program. And just the willingness to help young guys, the willingness to give himself to be an example, you know, in those moments when times get hard and times get challenging. I thought it was just special. And you see how that carries over. You know, he played so hard tonight, and you know, it's just. It's been something that, you know, when you prepare the way that he prepares, it carries over, and in the big time moments, you're prepared to go make the big time plays, and he absolutely did that tonight.
Next will be TJ Pinninger from Double
Cross. Coach, Florida State has struggled against in-state rivals the last few years, only one win against either team or since 2017. How big is a win tonight, and not asking to look ahead of BC, but potentially in a couple of weeks for Florida State to take back up control of the state of Florida?
Well, tonight is the thing that that we were focused on, and you know, all my life I've watched this game, Florida State and Miami, and tonight to be able to be a part of this game and for it to play out the way that it did, it's just special. And I told these kids, you know, throughout the week, man, this is a game they're going to remember for the rest of their life. And you know, every you know, past player, anybody that's ever been associated with this game, you know, it's what makes it special. It's one of the greatest rivalries, greatest traditional games, and because of the emotion and what it means to the state, what it means to recruiting, what it means to our fan base, our school alumni, and to see our guys put that heart on display, and it was remarkable. And you know, we'll get you know, ready for BC. You'll hear this upcoming week, and but we're gonna enjoy this one tonight because it was a job well done by our team, by everybody involved, and it was huge for our program, no doubt.
We'll go back to Ira.
Actually, two quick questions. One, on the last play with the 2 seconds left, did you know ahead of time that? Did the referees, were they going to call the fact that they couldn't run a play there, or did you have to let them know? And then the other question was, the receivers, you were kind of limited at receiver today and had some issues during the game, but then to have Ja'Kai and Andrew step up in that last situation, how big was that?
It was big, and, you know, when I saw them getting under center there with 2 seconds, I, you know, knew that if they chose to spike, it was going to be the game. And, you know, it's one of those things that you know, it's in the moment, and you know, I thought our guys, you know, they did a great job in that situation, you know, trying to keep everything in front of us. You know, really we competed, you know, throughout that drive, got them to the 4th and 10, and you know, when they completed the pass, you know, for the first down, it was you know, we knew that you know, we're in a pretty good spot at that moment, and just like I said, really pleased how we finished. With regards to receivers, it was Keyshawn was out today. You know, battled all week trying to get himself ready to go. You know, had his guys that you're still overcoming. A couple issues this week that some guys weren't as available as we wanted them to be, just due to other different circumstances. But for Ja'Kai, for Andrew, for them to step up, just so proud of him. And Ja'Kai has been somebody that's been phenomenal in special teams for us this year. He's had his moments there offensively, just continuing to grow and building that confidence. And I had a feeling he would show up big in the moment, and it was great to see him go out there and execute that play. And just all that he brought to this team tonight, and same with Andrew and really all of our guys. I mean, it was an absolute team effort, and just proud of the what they gave for it.
Coach, with it being senior night, with it being the Miami game, with all of these emotions flying around, how do you think the team adapted to controlling those emotions and actually going out and executing, not letting themselves get too into the moment?
Well, I mean, it's this game showed it all. It was, we jumped out early. We've talked about this. We talked about it, all throughout the course of the week. When you have an emotional game, I mean, there's going to be highs, going to be lows, but making sure you maintain your composure. I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job of that, but then we had times where we had a lapse in focus. And, it's kind of been the story throughout this year. And, you've seen the momentum swings, you've seen a positive response, but just a consistency to be able to finish is something that that we've had to improve on. And I think our guys, they take heed to that. They understand. They take ownership of the lessons that we've learned. And I thought tonight in the crunch time, they were able to go out there and get the job done. And that's what, just as a coach, I'm so proud of them for what they've done and what they've invested to make that happen.
Mike, did you talk about, Andrew had that play in the fourth quarter where it looked like he stopped running his route, and I'm sure that didn't make you really happy. It wasn't a great play for him, but for him to come back after that and make obviously the biggest play of his career here at Florida State, what kind of lesson can that be for him and really the whole team to see a kid bounce back from a moment like that?
Yeah, in all fairness to him, there was a little bit of miscommunication there on that, on the missed opportunity. He almost responded to be able to get back to it, there late, but he just kept playing. And that's something that Andrew, I'd say the last 3 weeks now, has really just, you're seeing the light come on, and what he's done at practice, the consistency. A guy that's transferred in that, he got here in the fall, and maybe hasn't hit all the ways that he necessarily wanted to, and just encouraged him to just keep working, keep believing, because we knew that the time was going to come. And and all credit to him, he has not stopped, and he's had his best last 3 weeks of practice, and for that to show up in that moment at that time, what a special play, and just a great moment of redemption, to be able to finish it off.
Was y'all's second, I guess, last in-season big recruiting weekend of the season. I know you can't talk specifics, but the second time you've had a really great crowd in that atmosphere, really great games. What kind of message do you hope that sends all of them?
Well, I mean, it shows the direction, and the recruits that are here, for the fan base, for everybody that gets a chance to see that, they see our team's heart. They see the work, the belief, all the things that we're building for. And I've said it many times. We're going to do this the right way, and we are building a foundation that's going to lead to success. And there's been challenges. It hasn't gone as smooth as everybody wants, but it's absolutely going to be worth it in the long run. And the way that these kids compete, the way that they fight. And for us, it's all about finding the right fit for Florida State, and we got a tremendous group that's here, and it's exciting. It's exciting for them to see the atmosphere of what it is to be a Florida State Seminole, and to be a part of a game here at Doak Campbell. It's there's nothing like it. It's electric, and you couple that with you being able to be at this wonderful university. Everything's progressing, everything's growing, and we're on our process, and we're going to stick to that and continue to get better. We got to get better from things that happened tonight. But I'm fully confident that this team and this coaching staff, you know, we're going to put in the work that's necessary to go get it done. But, you know, once again, it was a huge night for us.
Fourth quarter turnover, rather when you guys switch fields from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, both teams kind of go to midfield and there's some chirping. Was that kind of like a line in the sand moment for your team? What was the message, and you know, how did you want them to react coming out of that, and they ultimately live up to it?
You know, you go into the fourth quarter in this game, you feel the emotion, and it's both sides, and that's why you come to Florida State. You know, to be able to play in that game, to be able to be in that moment. Yeah, obviously, you know, both teams got, you know, we had the penalty that, you know, that came about. And, you know, it was another opportunity for us to remind, man, we got to keep our emotions in check. You got to go play the fourth quarter. If you want to win that game, you better finish. And I didn't doubt our team. I didn't doubt, you know, in any aspect of how they would respond. And I was just, you know, really pleased with the heart that they showed, and it was a heck of a fourth quarter.
We'll go back to Brendan.
On the last few plays, Mike, when you guys got in the goal line, three different sequences of quarterback sneaks, I guess what confidence level did you have that the offensive line and Jordan kind of find that yard? Did you do anything, you know, gimmicky? You guys went straight at him there. I guess what were you seeing to believe that was the right series of plays to run at them?
Well, I mean, it was twofold. You know, if we didn't get in, we knew they were going to stack it. There's going to be 11 hats that were within 6 feet of each other, probably. But you know, when you have that opportunity, they had forced them to call a couple of timeouts if we didn't get it, which we knew would roll the clock down and really make it more of a challenging situation for them. You know, very, you know, not much of a chance of a negative play, and for our guys just to go and tough it, you know, tough the ball in the end zone. And it was fun to watch just the guys pushing the pile and doing everything they could, driving their feet. You know, it's definitely a special moment when you can get down and be able to finish a game like that.
Why were you so confident to let the defense go back out there and try to get a stop? And did the crowd have any impact in it? It seemed like, you know, they obviously were a factor at times tonight.
Oh, they were an absolute factor. And, you know, just the energy on that field. And I just believed them. I believed in our team. I knew that they were going to respond. I get to see their eyes every time they run on and run off the field. And I just had the ultimate confidence that we're going to make the play that was necessary. And, you know, we've been through a lot. And these guys, they continue to grow. They continue to believe. And, you know, I had the ultimate confidence. I just knew. When we kicked that field goal, I knew that was going to put us in position to go win it at the end. And defense was able to go out there and execute and just made it for a special night. And it did take all three. You know, special teams making the kick, defense getting the stop, offense going down and finishing at the end. No better way to end Florida State and Miami.
Thank you.
Thank you.